Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, marriage between old and young spouses.
Let's say there could be a couple that is only interested in financial gain from both sides, or it could be one-sided. And then there could be a couple that genuinely loves each other, you know, regardless of whether there's a 30-age difference.
As long as, you know, she just creates that world and environment where you feel so comfortable.
Right.
You can be yourself.
You be yourself,
express,
you know.
You can really tell who you are.
At the current rates of child marriages, more than 140 million girls will marry between the years of 2011 and 2020, according to the United Nations Population Fund. Tonight, we're looking at marriage between young and old spouses. Some people call it true love. Some people call those sugar mamas. Some people say sugar daddies. But what do we define marriage between young and old? Is this true love, or digging for money, or looking for help? Well, that's the topic we're discussing tonight, of course, in our usual light-hearted way. So please stay tuned. Dunia nidhamishi, ama uniweke nishi piki yangu. Kwani, ninapomwamini kila binadamu. Mwishowe, ananigeukia. Now it's time to welcome to our show our intern in the house, Francis.
Thank you.
And of course, Elvin Singano.
What's up, Sunday?
Yes, Elvin, and Bello Galadanchi, after a long time, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here, Mr. Shomari.
You're welcome. And of course, as usual, Oren Aisisi Tangishaka joining us over the phone. Welcome, Oren.
Thank you.
Okay. Tonight we're discussing marriage between old and young spouses. We look forward to an interesting discussion with our studio guest, but as I said, some people call this love. Some people, sugar mamas or sugar daddies. But what do we define this? Is this real love? We'll talk about this. And let's find out what my colleague Yemi Obajemi had to say about this.
It does happen for women. Sometimes, not as much as for men. Based on the fact that, our history of the world of inequality between men and women, you know, men make more money, the man is supposed to be the head of the household, you know, so there's this hierarchy of the man on top, the woman second place. And even though now society, the Western world is trying to equate that and make it equal between man and woman.
Right.
There's so many aspects of that equation that the Western world is still not able to, well, hasn't properly covered yet. And I guess one of them is the case of marriage. And it's not something any law can fix. I think it's human psyche and people starting to see, well, mostly men, even women, starting to see there's actually nothing wrong with an older woman marrying a younger man.
Right.
You know, kudos to the guys that do it. You know, very brave men. They're very brave
men. Why do they have to be brave?
Well, because, you know, it comes with a lot of criticism.
Okay.
You have to be strong in yourself as a guy,
mm-hmm,
to be able to date somebody who is older and, you know, follow through till the end.
Right.
And different things help. I've seen cases where, you know, when you look at the couple, you would think the female is the younger, but it's the other way around. The guy is the younger, but he looks taller, he looks bigger, and he's dating this woman who looks half his size and looks younger than him, but she's the older one.
And so that works out. If that that's one, a couple, work out very well.
That one usually works out. That one usually works out, especially if, well, part of the reason why it works out is because, or, well, let me generalize a little bit. The reason why relationships where the woman is older and the man is younger, the reason why those relationships work out is because, the woman is able to help build up the guy. And if, like I mentioned earlier, if the size thing where, you know, the guy is obviously, you know, bigger than the woman, he's taller, he looks more, you know, mature or physically dominant than the woman.
But why do we see mostly also in African cultures whereby a very young woman would marry somebody twice her age or just like a parent's age?
I think for the most part that's economical. That's economical because if you compare, you know, take for good example America to Nigeria or America to any African country, I think it's rare to see it here because people are so independent here. You know, when you do see it here, it's you can easily investigate and find out what the reason is. It's either, you know, it's either financial and significant finance.
Yeah, because you see like celebrities in Hollywood, they do, you know, get some very young women. This is a very old man sometimes.
A celebrity is a celebrity. They will get away with almost anything. Right. A celebrity wants to date a younger female, hey, nobody can say anything. But if a regular Joe wants to date a younger female, everybody that's has something to say. Not that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, not that it's not going to happen. There are people who have worked six-figure jobs, salary jobs, you know, for the most part of their lives.
Right.
Before or after retirement, they decide to date a younger person.
Thank you, Yemi Obajemi from the Bambara and Hausa Service. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shwari, and we are discussing marriage between old and young spouses. Now, back to the studio. I want to start with Oren Isis over the phone. Oren, can you tell us, please, what is this about? Marriage between young and old. Are we calling this very deep, real love or somebody looking for some help? What is the deal here?
I believe that it could be, it could definitely be love, you know, but it always depends exactly what the gap is. How big is the gap? Then you start to question exactly the motive of the relationship. I mean, if you have about a 7 to 8 year difference, there definitely could be true love, and it's very natural. My parents are about 8 years difference, and there's definitely love there. But if you're looking at people who are between 25 years different, actually starting from 15 to 20 to 25 years different, then you start to question, is this really love? I mean, can a 65-year-old really be in a relationship with a 40-year-old or a 35-year-old? And really, would that 35 or 40-year-old really be fulfilled? And you start to question, really, can this really work? So I think that the age gap is definitely where things become very blurry.
Okay. That's where you talk about. Things become blurry. All right. What is the question here, you think? Let me ask our intern here in the house. What do you think?
I think it depends on the couple, first and foremost.
Okay.
So let's say there could be a couple that is only interested in financial gain from both sides, or it could be one-sided. And then there could be a couple that genuinely loves each other, you know, regardless of whether there's a 30 age difference. But I do, however, have a problem when there's a minor in a situation like that, you know, because minors' brains aren't fully developed yet. So how do they know that they actually really want to be married to this person, you know?
Right. And I got your point. But anyway, let's leave the minors here and think about the difference in age whereby you have an 18-year-old and you have a 45, 50-year-old man, something like that, or vice versa. Talk to me, Elvin. What do you think, brother?
It's a very interesting situation because I don't really know about love and you know, feelings and emotions and stuff. But you know, to each his own. If that's what you want to do, you know, you're free to do that. And I don't object, you know. It would be weird if I saw, you know, a grandmother and 18-year-old. You know. But, you know, I think everyone has, you know, is entitled to their own.
Whatever they like to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Their pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, that's a good, I think you have a good point. But, Bello Gladunch, what do you say?
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I have a lot to say on my mind, sir, about this topic. I'm sorry. I'm not going to keep quiet. Because okay. I disagree with almost everyone here.
Why is that?
Well, she said something, Francis, which is pursuit of happiness. That's important. But love.
Yes.
What is love? Why should we get married? Why should a human being be married? Is it because of financial gain? Is it because of, you know, attractiveness? Is it because of love? There is a movie that I really love. It's it was made in the 70s. It's called Harold and Maude. Harold is about 19 years old and Maude is about 79 years old. They're both just so infatuated by death and funerals and just being radicals. And that's what really connected them. And they couldn't find any other suitors for each other. They fell in love. You could see that movie. You could see why they could fall in love. And that can happen to you anytime, anywhere. So I don't think age will ever matter in terms of love. And if love leads to legitimate marriage, if love leads to successful marriages, then certainly that should never be something to look at. But at the same time, there is a different take, a different side. I personally and selfishly, you know, I will have a little issue with, you know, getting too old and dying in front of my young wife. I feel that's a little selfish. I would like somebody, you know, I'm like, is that the liver? You know, you having a lung problem? Or what's going on with you? Like, you know, let's all nurse each other while we get old. Right. Not, you know, one of us nursing each other until the other one dies. Something like that. So that's my idea.
That's your idea. Yes. Okay. And since you're a movie writer, too, which we forgot to talk about that, you have a very good look at all the things all the way around. But here's the question. That's fine. I understand that. Okay. Here's some of the data that I came across while researching this topic. There's a lady who got married, and so she says. So this guy is 55 years old, my senior, and I have some serious feelings for him. We have a lot in common. We actually met because we both enjoy the art form of opera, and I find myself feeling very comfortable with him. And I can be myself. We have endless conversations and there is never a dull moment. Here is a very young lady talking about a very old man. Now my question to you guys is this a female thing that because ladies do tend to become more mature early than guys and maybe they more relate to having an older man and enjoy that? Or is this vice versa that young men would enjoy having an older lady?
Can I jump into that one real quick?
Okay.
I don't want to go back to previous examples, but like I cited Harold and Maude.
Okay.
It's a movie about, you know, a young man, just like the young lady you're talking about here, who found this really, really intriguing older lady, and they just have so much in common. He okay. could be himself around her. At first, he was so suicidal. He was just creating all the spectacles about him killing himself. Hmm. But later, you know, when he found this woman, he actually started to love life. So I don't know if it will be gender, but I could see myself, I'm 27, I could see myself, you know, being carried away by some 40, 50-year-old woman. As long as, you know, she just creates that world and environment where you feel so comfortable.
Right.
You could be yourself.
You could
express,
you know.
You could really tell who you are because, trust me, it really hardly happens, you know, with just everyone.
Okay.
True.
All right.
It's very true.
Okay. Francis, what do you think?
It's individualized.
Okay.
Men, older men may like younger women. Younger women may like older men.
True.
Young men may like older women. Older women may like younger men. You know, so I think it depends on the person.
Okay. So to you, it's not a gender thing. Let me ask you, Tangishaka. What do you think, Tangishaka?
I mean, I think that it is very true and it's very known that women do mature faster than men. So typically, in a relationship, you know, it's good when a man is a little bit, you know, you know, older than the women. But again, we're talking about, for me, I think that maybe 5 years and 6 years, you know, difference works very good because, you know, the woman matures faster. But when you talk about a woman who wants a father figure, there's some other stuff going on there.
Itangi Shaka, can I ask, is it all women who need father figures in their life, or there are some women who choose not to have a father figure? Because it seems like a lot of the age difference, you know, has this father figure complexity in it.
No, I mean, if I get you correctly, I don't think it's, you know, women, all women wanting a father figure, but I think that a lot of times when there is when the relationship is not based on money or anything else, it's usually because that woman or that young woman wants a father figure, because they might not be providing them with finances, but they're providing them with all the emotional things that she didn't get, you know, growing up from a father. So a lot of times, yes, women, we want a man who's older, but, you know, when it comes to a very big age difference, like 15, 10 and above, 15, 20, then if it's not a financial gain going on, then it's sometimes, most of the time, I believe it, there is a wanting that father figure or that alpha male that's going to take care of you. Because let's be real, you know, once you hit 40, 45, and your husband is about 60, 70, you know, that's your peak age where you want to be really active and very sexual. You want to be very all over the place. And that man might not be there with you unless he's like a very healthy, you know, looking man who's just trying to stay fit. But for the most part, that man is really just trying to chill in the house and just...
Just sleep and have tea. Hey, okay. Helping is something to say.
Ball movement going right, huh?
You know, I have these thoughts, you know, we're human. We're not always politically correct about everything.
So
and I'll be the first person to
think
say that.
Terribly in our minds. So
sometimes
social.
I'm like, I wonder, you know, what their relationship is based off of. Is it because someone can manipulate them? Is it because maybe they might be senile and they're not right in their brain, and so this person can manipulate them and take whatever it is that they want from them?
That's a good one. Or do just like, you know, Linkin Park together. That's pretty much it. They're like a band. They jump on it at the music. And then all of a sudden, the next morning, they, you know, in love or in marriage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at him, you're like, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What is really going on here? Yeah.
I watched a documentary by Lisa Ling. She on CNN.
Uh-huh.
And she explores the lives of sugar daddies and sugar babies.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too. Seen that? Yeah, yeah. I've seen that. Very interesting. Very interesting.
And what do you find the most intriguing thing there?
It was about, like, she explores both sides, you know. Like the girls, these are young girls who are in college who need, you know, income or some kind of support, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there are these men who are successful, have the money, but need company, you know. So
they're just looking for company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so nothing else. Benefit. Just the company.
Just the company.
Just the benefit.
Sunday, exactly. Should we go after the money? Do you think it's worth it?
I don't know.
Let's
you
go
tell
after
me.
The money, Sunday. You see what money does, huh?
I don't know. But hold it right there. We'll find out when we come back. If you're just joining us, this is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. We'll be right back.
Hello, sports fans. This is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. For detailed information about your favorite sports, visit our website, voaafrica.com. And if you want to chat with me and sports fans in Africa and all over the world, visit my Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. There, the sports talk never stops. So come on, join the action with the Sunny Side of Sports.
Welcome back. Marriage between young and old spouses. That's the topic we're discussing today. So many interesting views on the issue and so many differences. I also spoke to my colleague, Safilu Hashim, from the House of Service, and I wanted to know his take.
You know, first of all, is Because I see this, I grew up on this kind of situation.
You know? Okay. You saw it yourself.
Like, I saw it myself, you know. I'm from Nigeria, of course. I'm Hausa, you know. Mm-hmm. In Nigerian, I won't say in Nigerian, all of them. In Hausa tradition, mm-hmm. we does that.
Oh, okay.
Usually, a man has to be older than the woman.
Okay.
It's hardly defined.
Yes.
The other way. To say the woman is older than the man? Yes.
You don't see that.
We, not more often, you know. There is, but not a lot.
Not much.
So I saw this kind of thing, so it's not bugging me to see, you know, it's not even surprising for me to see those kind of thing. And I think, you know what, it lasts, in my opinion.
Yes.
The reason why is some woman need to be secure and to be around person, you know. Mm-hmm. She has to be security for her, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
She need the security.
Okay.
So if you are a man, you cannot scare your woman, then you have a problem.
Right.
You know?
Of course you
and
have a problem.
And I think
you have
those security with the older men because they are more mature.
Mm.
They probably have more money, you know. They have more experience, you know. All kind of thing, you know.
Yeah,
they can be able to handle with the life, you know. So that's probably what happened, you know.
Yeah, but, and I think we see that a lot in Africa that when a man is older, of course, there's security because he's been working for a long time. You expect him to save more money.
Absolutely.
There's security that maybe this guy is older, is wiser. You know, young men sometimes are not very wise. So maybe women feel very secure with an older man.
I think so. I think it's one of the things, you know.
So what about those men who are getting married with older women? We have seen that also.
Well.
What's up with that, you think?
Yeah, but for example.
Are they for real?
I think it's for real. You know what I mean? I think they try to take shortcut in life or something. I don't know what's going on, man. But, you know, hey, it happened. You know what I mean? If it work out, it's good. But like you just say, Nick Kenya and Mariah Carey, it did not last.
It did not last.
So it's not the only one that did not last. And it's not the only one that lasts, you know?
Exactly.
So you have to look both ways to see, you know?
Right.
But it happens. You know? It depends, man. It depends, you know.
And what about you? For you, like, just you, Sofilo. Of course, you're a single man. What happens if you meet a very old woman, older woman than you are? You think you can do it?
First of all, I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure. I won't say yes or no, you know, because you never know life. You know, anything can throw me tomorrow. You know, I'm open-minded, you know.
Open-minded.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
I don't want to close myself in right now, you know.
Thank you, Sofilo Hashim from the House of Service. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing marriage between old and young spouses. Okay, here is some data I came across when researching this subject. It says the number one age gap dating service. Have you guys heard of that?
What's it called?
Age gap dating service.
I need to check that out.
What does
all right,
it, do?
It is agegap.org.
So it's not a lot of fishes then. It's not a lot of fishing.
It helps younger women looking for older men or vice versa. But there was a survey done of 2,000 adults showed that only 1% of women preferred a relationship with younger men. Okay? In fact, a whopping 40% of respondents said they would be. So women preferred relationship with older men. However, they did not prefer as much with younger men.
I know that surveys are biased.
Sometimes, I don't know.
Only particular area.
Survey. Yeah, it depends on
so
the area.
So I wonder. I
want to really jump into this. I'm pretty sure I would see probably 10 women with men who are older than them before I see one.
Okay.
Which is, I haven't even seen one in a while.
You haven't seen it in a while. Okay.
Yeah,
so what did Tangi Shaka think? Is this something that shows, well, not just this one survey, but there's so many out there. But anyway, is this something that we think women mostly do? If they don't, why? Because we have seen marriages anyway. We're not just talking about hypothetical things here. We see every day there's marriages out there between very young ladies with very old men. Elvin, want to talk something here?
Yeah, guys, I believe that there's some ladies out there who would, you know, also like a younger guy. You know, who are already successful and well off financially. But I think society looks down upon, you know, older women dating younger men. And it's kind of not a norm or frowned upon. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think that kind of makes it hard for women to actually do that or step out there because they don't want to be looked at in a...
And get married to this very, very young man.
Yeah.
And also it happens sometimes when they get married to this very young man, these marriages break down, they don't go further, do they?
Well,
sometimes, or it doesn't happen.
We've seen some celebrities where, you know, the older woman and the younger man get married. But there's one that still works, though. I think it's, what's her name?
Madonna.
Okay, that's one.
Brad and Angelina, too, I think.
Okay, that's another one. Let's go to the third one. This couple, it seems like it works for them. I think his name is Nick Cannon. Who is he?
Oh no, Mariah Carey. That's broken, okay. My friend.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's going.
Okay, you know what? I'm out of touch with the celebrity community. I need to, you know, wet that's my gone. Boots or something like that.
Check TMZ. Check TMZ out.
Exactly.
I'm so outdated.
I know. Check TMZ out. But anyway, thank you guys. Just hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, Africa, this is your turn. Our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
My name is Laura. From Tanzania.
Hello,
Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Think it's not real love. It's digging for money because what love is there? What do you think about love in between? There's no love. Probably the guy has so much cash and the lady thinks if she goes to that line, she'll have a better life together with the coming children or the future children with the guy or the man. So definitely there won't be love. Performance of love will be too poor. It will reach a time the man will not be able to perform and definitely the lady will have to cheat to satisfy herself.
This is Esther Mulenga, and I'm in Lusaka, Zambia. If you're lucky, if they're lucky, it could be real love, if they're lucky. But more often than not, one of the partners is extremely wealthy, so that's something in itself. As to whether, usually it's an older man and a younger woman. I'm not really sure what it's all about, honestly. Sometimes I think, could it be somebody looking for a fatherly figure? Sometimes I wonder, could it be somebody looking for a paycheck? So yeah, it could be a lot of different. It could be a lot of different things. But in this side of Africa, usually when you find that type of arrangement, it's either the girl is just a gold digger or the guy is trying to relive his youth.
Thank you to all our listeners who shared their views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing marriage between old and young spouses. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
A dog named Vince is recovering after vets removed a pair of women's boots from his stomach. According to his owner, the 4-year-old mixed breed ate a pair of calf-high women's boots and had to be taken to the nearest veterinary emergency center to undergo surgery. Doctors said the volume of the leather material was so large that Vince's stomach was unable to pass the material into his small intestines and it had to be removed manually during his surgery. On a good note, though, Vince's surgery was successful and he is expected to be released from the veterinary center soon.
Thank you, and that's it for our show on marriage between old and young spouses. A big thank you to our guests Sofilu Hashim and Yemi Obajemi from the Hausa and Bambara service. Thank you also to my colleagues Oriani Tangishaka over the phone, in studio Elvin Bello, and our intern Francis. Jackson Vanganye is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be dress code. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
VOA Afrique.